Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chandler, joined today by the James Sutton, at the James Sutton, the one and only, being a hero today, a late substitute. So thank you very much, James, for being here. This show is brought to you in association, once again, with the lovely people at Beer 52. So as a Red Men News viewer, subscriber, and or listener, you're entitled to a case of beer. It comes in a case like this, of eight beers, a magazine, and a snack, which I can't show you because I've eaten it, but it was barbecued chickpeas, dried chickpeas, and ooh, sensational. So you get eight beers, loads of session IPAs, pilsners. Jamesy, into you, pilsners, IPAs.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I like all that good stuff. They're like little craft beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice, man. They're nice.
I've said this for like the past month, but it's good to expand your taste buds, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And your knowledge. And support independent beers. So if you want that, it's $5.95 for your posters and packaging. They are the leaders in craft beers. So go and support them. Go and support independents. Independent company, sorry. Don't be going to Weatherspoons and all that shit. And stay in the safety of your own home as well. Have someone to bring beer to your house for $5.95. What more could you want? James, some news. I'm not sure if you've seen this anywhere. Thiago Alcantara, it's been hot enough for about a week or so. What a source has told James Pearce, Klopp rates him highly, he's available and keen on moving to the Premier League. But James Pearce has been told it's unlikely, but not impossible. What are your thoughts on the player and the move itself?
I spoke to my source last night.
Oh.
Who has confirmed that the interest is real.
Yeah.
We are interested in the player, but there's so many different things that come into play. You know, obviously we've already heard over the past few months about the impact of the coronavirus on the finances of the club and the how realistic it is to bring in big targets. Because how much is he quoted as being worth? Do you know?
I think it's 30 to 35.
Yeah, see that's more doable if we were to sort of go down the paying in installments route. First of all, he's a great player. That's absolutely no question about that. He's a good age. I think he fits the profile. I can see, absolutely he'd want to work with Jurgen Klopp and come to Liverpool. Why wouldn't you? It just comes down to a financial situation, really. That being said, we do need strengthening. I think that's clear that we do need a couple in over the summer. So Paul Joyce followed him on Twitter.
It's a done deal, isn't it, James?
It's a done deal. Paul's followed him. I can't wait to be tracking planes in the
I'm sure someone said this morning that there's a management company has followed him as well. Something's happened. I'll follow Peter Moore, something like that. You know.
Yeah, we football fans, we go bananas for this sort of stuff. We love all the hype around it and we love, inside info and all that kind of stuff. But look, until I see him leaning on a wall at Melwood, we can't really say too much. But what I would say, great player, both feet. He can play with both feet. He's quite fast. He's very strong. He's very powerful. He fits the build. He seems like a nice guy. I don't think I've seen too much kind of bad press around him. He seems like a pretty good guy. I guess watch this space, really.
I hope he's not becoming danger of becoming the next Timo Werner. And like we're probably part of this because like we talk about it, obviously, because it's the news. But then like when it doesn't happen, like all the fume perceives. What about the actual position, James? Because, you mentioned the amount there. I mean, it seems, I think you're right, in terms of profile, I think he's 29 years old, which kind of seems a lot of money for someone that age for an FSG profile. But do you not have concerns about, say, a backup left back or, the centre-back situation, for example? Would you rather spend money in that position? We've got loads of midfielders. unless Genie goes, that is, because his contract situation hasn't been sorted yet.
Yeah, don't forget, Lallana's going to be going as well. We're also, Shaqiri will have been gone by then as well. So we are... we're not quite as stacked as I think we perhaps think we are. And again, you know, and we still haven't, you know, Naby Keita and Minamino still haven't kind of made their impact in the squad either. I know they're some attacking midfielders. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Cover for Andy Robertson. I think, you know, that's been talked about for a year or so now. You know, people have been saying, and I think it's become more and more important that happens. But you'd like to think, you know, what one thing I would say is I've been really impressed for the most part with how we've conducted our business over the past sort of 3 or 4 years. The Van Dijk saga aside, that was the only one where you sort of went, yeah, that wasn't great, boys. But apart from that, we've, you know, everything's been done pretty much behind closed doors and then just kind of happened. The Timo Werner one was an interesting one. That was a real shame because I think it probably will come out in a few, you know, in time to come that we were very, very serious. I'm sure Klopp really, really wanted the player, but financially we just couldn't get it over the line. And I think that's a real shame. But our club is solvent and we work within our means. You know what I mean? We're not in loads of debt. We're not borrowing money. And we're not owned by a rich sheik. So it's very, very difficult. I err on the side of caution when it comes to you know, financial things, certainly in today's climate. But yeah, a cover for Andy Robertson is a priority. But I mean, you'd love to see some of these names at Anfield though, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I agree with you. I think, you know, I'd love Timo Werner, but you see what the wages is on at Chelsea. Like, I'd rather not put my club into administration for the sake of Timo Werner. So, one player who has made an impact, James, is Curtis Jones. Next news piece, he signed a new contract on Saturday and then he topped it off by scoring a goal on Sunday after coming off the bench. So, just, again, from a local ladder scouter, I think his attitude is always spot on, his character. I think there's a very fine line between confidence and cocky. But he comes across as a confident lad who backs himself, which I really like. And, you know, he just wants to do what's best for him, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're coming into a team with, you know, players of, you know, the caliber of Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane, you know, and you're coming in and he looks like he just fits in with those guys. And the reaction, that was something else which was really lovely, was the reaction of all the other players when he scored.
Yeah.
Like they're all super excited. I mean, they see him in training every day. You know, the stuff that we're not privy to. And he always strikes me as someone, he's desperate to get better. He really wants that opportunity and he wants to run in the side, you know. And I think the way that he's conducted himself on the field has been just exceptional. Every time he's come on, he's the one for me out of all our youngsters that I'm most excited about. I think when it comes to opportunities, and I just really hope that he gets more chances in our remaining games, because, you know, as much as, you know, when we've spoken about this on previous shows, you know, we want, you know, the points record, and Klopp's very keen to win all the games and all that sort of stuff, and that's terrific. But you've also got an opportunity to give lads like Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones some real game time, and I thought yesterday was really, really clever management in a game against Villa, you know, that was tricky, man. You know, we didn't have it all our own way. They made us work for it. The first half was tricky. But to bring on someone like Curtis Jones in a game like that, that says a lot about the trust, I think, that Klopp puts in him. And I think, you know, it's, again, he seized his opportunity. And that's, you know, that's all the boy can do. But, yeah, we've got a real talent there. And the fact that he's a Scouser, he's a local lad, you know, this is... What more do you want, exactly? Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the bits that Trent Alexander-Arnold's doing now, you know, and you look at that as a template and you think what you can achieve as a local lad, you know, the sky's the limit for him, and I'm absolutely made up for him, absolutely made up.
I agree with you on the points thing, because I think that's like kind of the next target, but the target for Liverpool has already been met, but the situation's also changed with the fact of, you know, the next season might start in September. So these lads, you know, you think of Adam Lallana leaving, Curtis Jones kind of fills that slot. So like players like him, Nico Williams is kind of pushing forward for, you know, backup right back or whatever's going to happen there. So it's hard balance for Jurgen Klopp to kind of go, actually, well, you need to fit in here. But it's also a compliment to Klopp, because before he came to Liverpool, everyone always spoke about the likes of Aubameyang, Hummels, Goethe, all those players which were kind of nothing, which he grew into. We're out of that stage, Jurgen Klopp, now, where he's able to bed these players in.
Yeah, and it's about that balance as well, because it's a really, really tricky one, because you can't just throw these lads in. That's really, really, really tricky. The opportunities have to come at the right times, the right games, the right competitions, cup games, etc. But we also do need, like we were saying before, we do need to spend some money and get some first team players straight in, players that can compete at the highest level and improve us as well. Because that's the other thing, you know, does a player like Curtis Jones improve our starting 11 right now? Well, I'm not convinced that he does just yet. So he's in that transitional period. But I think it will become apparent when he reaches that stage. Like as with Trent wasn't just thrown straight in the mix. He was given minutes at the right time in the right games. And then it got to the stage where Trent Alexander-Arnold became completely undroppable. Yeah. And that's what Curtis Jones has got to look at. That's what his team have got to look at. That's what Klopp's got to look at. How, you know, where do you get to the stage where you go, right, okay, now you are an established first team player. And I don't think he's a million miles away. So whilst we do have a lot of loud voices on social media and in the media, you know, talking about the need to improve and the need to get this player in, and oh my God, we didn't get Timo Werner. Actually, 18 months' time, we've got a handful of lads, like you say, you know, we've got Harvey Elliott, we've got Curtis Jones. We've got these players that I think, if they carry on the trajectory that they are, they're going to be world-class and they're going to be with us for a long time. So it's maybe not time to panic just yet if we don't get the big names.
No, but he needs his chance to prove himself, doesn't he? He can't ask more than that, and he's not ready yet, but that's not his fault. Moving on, Arsenal-Chelsea fixtures confirmed something that came out over the weekend. The newly crowned champions will take on the Gunners at the Emirates Stadium on Wednesday the 15th of July. Meanwhile, the Reds play their final home fixture of the season against Chelsea on Wednesday the 22nd of July. I'm presuming that's when they get given the title, on Wednesday the 22nd of July, so pop that in your diary. Against Chelsea, funnily enough, James, you know, you think about the 13-14, they took it away from us, then they went and beat Man City to give it us, and now we're playing them, and it's going to be the day where we get it, and possibly got a guard of honour off them as well.
Oh, I can't wait, can you? It's fantastic. It's weird though, because there's no precedent for us. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about all this, because we've never experienced it. You know, our dads have and our granddads have, but we've never, you know, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about it all. I'm really excited. It's lovely. Like, the guard of honour at Villa yesterday was really lovely and really well respected. In stark contrast,
because he fucking did it properly.
The shit show at Man City. Mm. But yeah, it's really, really lovely to see. And you know, and actually, you know what? I really like Frank Lampard in this managerial role at Chelsea. I think I really like listening to him. I like the way he's handling the job at Chelsea. And there's no doubt that they will be really respectful for us winning that title, because, you know, Frank Lampard's he's a proper footballing fella. You know, yeah. He's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, you know, in that generation with Stevie G and, you know, all that lot. He knows what it takes to win a title. And I think there'll be nothing but respect there on that day when we get to lift it. Again, it's just a crying shame that, you know, there won't be any fans there to see him do it, but
I'm sure we'll make up for it when the parade finally comes around.
Oh my God, won't we just? We'll get some more of them craft beers out, lad.
Yeah, we will do. A nice plug. Right, a couple of interesting facts before we get to some of your comments, James. Just wanted to share these. It's not even news. It was from Squawker Football. It says Man City can now achieve a maximum of 81 points in the Premier League season. When the competition was suspended in March, Liverpool had 82 points. Liverpool could have lost every game after the Premier League resumption and yet still be crowned champions. Man City have lost 9 of 33 games. Liverpool have lost 9 of the last 120 games. And finally, someone from Ben Webb. Liverpool have a bigger points gap at 23 at the summit of the Premier League than Norwich have Premier League points after 33 games. If those three things just don't make you appreciate Liverpool, and again, before you were saying about going for the points tally, just remember all those facts. This is like, I don't think it's something we'll appreciate properly until next year or the year after. I've gone, Jesus Christ, like, what a bunch of lads.
Yeah, what this team have achieved over the past, you know, 2.5 years is fucking nanas. It's absolutely crackers. And I think, like, you're absolutely right. When we look back at the, you know, there'll be all the stats and there'll be the you know, the graphs and the graphics that Sky Sports will have. And when it gets to, like, record points achieved with the same squad, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, you go back to what we did last. What did we get last season?
97.
97 points last season. Two Champions League finals. We're winning the league with seven games to go, or whatever it was this season. Nine games to go, it could have been now. Just, it's unreal. We are living through unprecedented times in a footballing sense, my friend.
And you can celebrate it all with a case of beer. From Beer 52, £5.95, go to www.beer52/redmen. Tom will put it in the chat if you're watching it live. If you're not, it'll be in the comments underneath. I'm going to get some of your comments now, so that Tom has sent me them. On Thiago, Ethan Ansley says, we need a backup left-back and a pacey direct winger over an ageing, injury-prone midfielder. Do you agree with that, James, a backup left-back and a winger?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, can't agree with that anymore. But is he injury prone? Is that?
I don't think his injury record is great. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
One of the questions. Was his price, his age, and his injury record wasn't great. But you know, I've watched some YouTube videos, James, and you know, I'm all on him as I was with Timo Werner. Yeah, someone on the team of Werner stuff as well, he said he's on £270,000 a week is a huge difference. And that might be part of the reason why Liverpool didn't actually go for him. All the stuff that you said before, James, about, you know, Liverpool do the work, and you know, you said Thiago's a nice fella. Liverpool look into these things, don't they? And maybe it was Werner wanted too much money, Liverpool just said no.
Yeah, well, you can't, you know, you've got the harmony of the squad there, you know, when your highest earner, what is Mohamed Salah is our highest earner, is that?
Yeah,
is
I think that, he's on 200 or 250, I think, isn't he?
You have to balance that, you have to manage it. It's like anything, you know, it's like any walk of life. If I'm working with an actor that's on, you know, twice as much money as me for doing the same job, well, obviously I'm going to go to my boss and go, hang on a minute, that's not fair.
Yeah.
And you can't have that. So there has to be a balance. And we've never been, I don't know, maybe we need to move with the times and start paying our players more, but we've never been a team that's, you know, thrown money at wages. We've always been very, very smart when it comes to that sort of thing. And we've always rewarded players later on in, you know, in their Liverpool journey and gone, right, now you deserve 200 and whatever £1,000. Maybe that needs to change to get these big players in. I don't know, but that being said,
not at the risk of upsetting everybody else, though, is it?
But also, we can't compete with Chelsea. We can't compete with City. We can't compete with United. We just can't under this present ownership. That's just not going to happen. So I think we have to be. I think we have to be realistic as a fan base. But you know, equally that there's business to be done there. But yeah, the Werner thing, that was, yeah, that's that, I mean, it's a shame, isn't it? But
we don't want to break FFP rules, James, though. You know, let's do things by the book, not going to the administration. One final comment from John Kelly says, I don't know why people are getting this thing about his injury record. Look at the amount of games he's played in the last two seasons. He's looked it up for us. Thank you very much. Games in all competitions. So 18-19, he played 42 games. In 19-20, he's played 36 games. So he's only really missed one game. And I suppose if you throw that into the account of what Liverpool have got in midfield, you could manage that properly, because Liverpool started to do that with Adam Lallana, didn't they? Of, you know, being injured and going, well, we're playing three games a week, we're only easy for one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
We could do the same with Alcantara, couldn't we?
Yeah, no question. And I think, you know, and on the age thing, yeah, it doesn't quite fit the profile of 29-year-old, but they do their research and they know that if he can fit straight into this squad, you know, you look at what we spent on Virgil van Dijk, I'm not comparing the two, but if you look at what we spent on Virgil van Dijk and Alisson Becker, you know, that it's worth every penny. So I don't know. We'll see. What, you know, 25, 30 mil could be worth a punt.
Yeah, why not? Tom actually looked at those stats. I gave credit to someone else. So sorry, Tom. He sent me a message and went, I looked that up. So apologies. We're going to wrap it up there. James, thank you very much. Don't forget, go and get your beer from Beer 52. The comment, the link is in the description below. We'll be back later on this week and we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.